due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
I will fulfill our destiny. I will finish what you start.
I, Bray Wyatt, and my family have successfully harvested the souls of the Undertaker and Demon Kane. And that power is now surging through my veins. And it all belongs to me. For now, I summon the thunder.
Hey, everybody, this is Jim Cornette-Kling, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for November 7th. Holidays today, it's Book Lovers Day and Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day. Nothing too exciting. Birthdays today, real quick. King Kong Bundy is 58. That's a five count. Former TNA and Ring of Honor wrestler Joey Ryan is 36. And former WWE superstar Muhammad Hassan is 34 today. You remember him?
Yes.
Do you know where the town of Fulton is by any chance?
Around Syracuse?
Yeah.
And that's where he's from?
He not only is he from there, he's assistant principal at Fulton High School.
If children misbehave, does he have masked terrorists carry them out of the classroom?
That's a good question. I don't
masked
know.
Masked followers.
I tried to get him on since it's his birthday, and I kind of did a search on him. And it's like, well, he's from this area. He's a principal.
I knew he was from Syracuse.
Yeah, he went back and got his teaching degree. Now he's assistant principal at the high school there. So pretty cool, man. Imagine having the guy, this dude who got fired. I mean, 100%.
Imagine half the parents, they would go in there like, wait a second.
He was 100% Italian, and they made him into a Middle Eastern bad guy. Kind of like a... what's his name? Who is the...
Chief J. Strongbow.
Chief J. Strongbow, yeah, you know. Who is 100%
Frank
Italian.
Shrippa.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's one of those things. So, but it was a great run, and he's a guy who we'll talk about. So maybe we'll get him on someday in the future. If you remember Muhammad Hassan and Daivari, they were
the hottest heels in wrestling at the time.
Yeah. And then
they just happened to have bad timing on an angle.
That thing that happened in London with
the bombings in the
tube. So, hey, welcome to the show. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Join us 1 week from tomorrow for UFC 193 at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastwood Road. 10 p.m. start time, so get there early. Ronda Rousey takes on Holly Holm for the Bantamweight title. That's the main event. Hosted by us and prizes and drink specials all night long. That's November 14th, 1 week from today at Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 193. Bill Graves' home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations, our favorites in the Strong Museum of Play, right across the street from where we are. And our friend Jamie, there's something for everyone at Bill Graves. Find the nearest Bill Graves to you online at
BillGraves.com.
All right, one last plug. Hey, interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself as a skater. The job of being an official more of your LA Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rcrd.recruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. We have a huge scrimmage today in roller derby, so I'm very excited in our new place, our new practice space down off of off of Chilai Avenue. It was pretty cool, so definitely I'm excited about that tonight. But, hey, let's talk about the world of pro wrestling because I don't think anything really happened in the last week. I'm trying to think. Could something have Oh, by the way, if you want to call us, 222-1280, star 1280 is the phone number. You can text us at that number, too, if you're shy. And I got the text thing up, so I'm looking at it. So you can start sending us your funny, funny texts because we will read them. I promise we will. But, okay, let's start off with the biggest news of the week. Why not? This is probably going to occupy the phone lines. Yes, unicorns.
I'm putting my horn up for the whole entire segment.
The horns are now ablazing here. The captain is down 2 days ago. 2 days ago on the England tour, Seth Rollins had a mishap in the ring and did the, what do they call it?
The trifecta.
The trifecta, the gruesome threesome. He tore his ACL, MCL, and strained his meniscus. And will be out 9 months, or six to nine months. I'm guessing more closer to nine than anything earlier because he has to have the full-blown surgery. And he's still, I think, over in the UK, or he might be on his way back for surgery and stuff like that. But our champion has then been taken, his belt's been taken from him, and we're going to have a tournament at the Survivor Series for the heavyweight title, or so we're told. I guess we'll get more details on that Monday. But this kind of throws a kink into everything that they were doing leading up to WrestleMania. And what are our thoughts on it, Danny? I know we were discussing a little bit, trying not to talk too much before the show.
Like, even hearing you say it again, like, I honestly am getting, like, this sick, churning feeling in my stomach because this really sucks. I mean, if you were to ask what the worst-case scenario for WWE would be, you know, before this injury happened, would be to lose Rollins. He's the workhorse. He's the champion. He's the best heel the company's got. He's the figurehead of the authority. He's driving pretty much the only one of two maybe storylines that the writers are actually kind of putting some effort into at this point.
He's probably the best heel on the mic in the company right now,
absolutely.
Without doubt.
So it's not just them now scrambling to replace a champion. They have to replace the workhorse, the champ, the heel, the great mic work, the, you know, five-star matches almost every time he steps into the ring. Someone to, you know, spearhead the authority and join that group. I mean, it's not just one void that he's leaving behind.
And it's not that the WWE was in a great position to start this week anyways, with John Cena now taking off till December.
Randy Orton out 4 to 6 months.
Randy Orton, it just came out that Randy Orton is probably going to have surgery soon for his shoulder. He'll be out, you know, till after WrestleMania now. Right after WrestleMania. So, boy, it's a bad time for something like this to happen. I want to know what you guys think. 222-1280, star 1280. And who is going to come away from the Survivor Series with this belt? Who do you think will walk off? I mean, there's one, you know, there's an obvious couple of guys that, you know, are in the fight for it. Who's going to come off with it? I will think about it. I'm not going to give my opinion, but we'll listen to yours. 222-1280, star 1280. Maybe shoot yours down too, but you can shoot mine down too if you want. But it's crazy. I mean, this is like the worst possible time because this is WrestleMania setup period. This is where, like, now we know what's going to happen at WrestleMania. And I guess Seth was originally going to be taking on Triple H at WrestleMania this year. That gets thrown out. You know, I mean, they had to meander their way into that position, but it would have happened. It would have happened.
And he would have been the biggest face in the company at the time.
Yeah, he would have definitely gone from being the biggest heel to the biggest face. All it would take is just a second, you know.
Well, that turn right now is going to be really easy because the minute he shows back up, that's going to happen.
True. It's true. And I mean, it's kind of, it reminds me of like when John Cena showed up at the Royal Rumble.
No.
Well, he was supposed to be out like 6 months, and it was like a month.
And he should have been. He ruined my WrestleMania experience by coming back early.
That's true. But remember, he got hurt. Who was it? Wrestling? Randy Orton when he got hurt, I think. And he was out for like what, 2 months?
Vince gave the news that he was injured, and people started cheering. And Vince gets this look on his face, like, what?
Yeah, it was bad. It was. I remember that because it was like outside the ring. Something happened outside the ring, and that's how he got hurt. But, yeah, but it reminds me of that situation where he showed up. And, I mean, yes, then all of a sudden the high pitches started and the women screaming. But it was a surprise. So we'll eventually get that from Seth Rollins. But right now, I mean, hands down, who's the strongest guy out there to grab this belt? Are they going to put it on a face? Are they going to put it on a heel? I mean, there was plans for heel eventually to get it, but, or a face to get it eventually.
I have the answer. They don't want to hear it. The answer is... enough with the protecting Daniel Bryan. bring him back, and turn Reigns heel. There you go. You get a huge face back, and you make Reigns a monster heel.
And Daniel Bryan has been okayed by a lot of doctors to come back. It's just not the WWE doctor yet.
No, they're a little bit on the safe side. Well, they're being overly cautious. Bryan's a professional. He knows what he wants to do. He's been cleared. One doctor says yes, one doctor says no. WWE doesn't want to take the chance, especially, you know, with all the concussion stuff around and the injuries. And
well, he's been doing PR for them everywhere, too. He was just in India last week because they're going to be doing a tour in India. And he's ready to come back. He's been saying it for months. He's ready to come back. I'm ready anytime now. I feel healthy. He just got to get an okay. Maybe this will be it, you know. Maybe he'll be a mystery.
Oh, that'll kick him really quick after Seth Rollins got hurt.
You know, you never know. You never know what motivates to get people back on TV or not. But apparently the concussion he had was pretty bad. I mean, obviously it was pretty bad. He had a hand in his belt. And, you know, I was hoping that he was going to be the mystery guy last in the Hell in the Cell, but he wasn't, so... And, you know, we'll see. I mean, Daniel Bryan is a good answer. You know, what about, I mean, Roman Reigns? He's the chosen one, you know? I mean, they're working his way towards him being the champ.
But there's no good heel for him to chase now.
Yeah. And if you look, they've been trying to build him as a mega face forever. Every guy they've had as mega face recently in the past, like, 10 years started off as a heel. Eddie Guerrero was a heel, got over with the fans, and got cheered. John Cena was the same way, big heel. The fans started liking what he was doing. He became a mega face. You know, they would turn him late, and everyone, they'd shove him down your throat, and you'd hate him afterwards, but they start as heels. Reigns started as, like, kind of a heel because everyone liked the Shield to begin with, and then he's just been force-fed to us since then.
Sure.
So, I mean, why not have him do something different? Give people a reason to hate him.
It's true.
I told Cash when we were sitting around waiting for the show to start, how about reliving some of that magic from 97? You know, when the Rock joined the corporation, he became the corporate champ. Bring back Daniel Bryan. Have the Authority not like that Daniel Bryan's back. Have them convince Reigns to side with them. That's the only way you're going to build some interest going forward.
And
here
it gives you a built-in platform for Seth Rollins to come back.
Exactly.
And the thing, too, about that is, I mean, that would be like a replay of that because it would be... Because remember, it was they called the whistle on he had Mick Foley and Mick Foley got mm-hmm. and they gave him the title, pretty much just handed it to him during that tournament. So, I like your thinking. I was thinking about that too when you mentioned it. And Daniel Bryan can play the Mick Foley character in that. You know, I mean, a couple of guys probably can. Probably Ambrose could do the same thing. You know, they could screw Ambrose and then boom. You know, there's a lot of potential out there. We are getting some texts, by the way, 222-1280 in Texas. One said, more TNA talk as they deliver wrestling and much less garbage. World Wimpy Entertainment does not exist on my TV. From Fran in Buffalo.
Hey, Fran, show some respect to the captain, one of the greatest wrestlers going today, okay? Put your horn up.
Yeah, okay. And then we have another one. Thoughts about Breaking Ground. My fiance, who hates wrestling, even likes watching that. Have you been watching Breaking Ground? I dig it, man. It's like a reality show on a few of these characters. And that just kind of reminded me of that ESPN 60 that was on the few of the guys that are with WWE now and up in the on the big show. I like it. I like how they their toils in and out of every day and what they got to do to become a star.
It's what Tough Enough should be.
It should be, yes. You know, I like reality television. You don't even have to like wrestling to like this reality show too. It's just, you know, because it's not more in the ring. It's more character driven, you know, and the what people have to go through. I dig it. So, man, definitely check out that Breaking Ground. It's on the WWE Network every Monday after Monday Night Raw. Or you can catch it in replay, which is pretty cool, too. You definitely want to check that out. But when we go to break, we got the phones ringing, and I got to be able to answer them. I can't quite do that this second until I get to shut this mic off. But I want to let you know you can give us a call, 222-1280, *1280. Text us at that number. We're talking what's going to happen since Seth Rollins is out from six to nine months with a torn meniscus, MCL, ACL, tears. Who's going to get the belt? Give us your thoughts. 222-1280, *1280. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Stay away from our business. People like you. He's always looking for troubles. And if that's what you want, you came to the right place, little Jackie.
I want to address something else. Did I hear you properly? Did you pay me a compliment out here just a second ago? Well, I feel I need to return the favor, Roman, because it's no secret that you are very good as well. I mean, I wouldn't have recruited you to be in the Shield if I didn't think that you were good.
What if instead of shopping for the most fashionable clothing and accessories, they came to you? Introducing Fashion Stork for Men. Here's how Fashion Stork works. Every month, 3 to 4 items of clothing and or accessories catered to your sizes, style, and preferences are delivered. You open them, love them, wear them, and look great. And get this, for every box sent, Fashion Stork donates $1 towards child adoptions. So go to fashionstork.com now, enter code IHEART for 15 off your first month.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you are kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
In New York, DeVry University operates as DeVry College of New York. Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
Overnight, I rewrote history. I did something no one else in the history of WWE has ever done before. You understand that? And when it's all said and done, when history is written about you, Roman, when it comes to you and me, yeah, you're good, but you're going to be second best always. And these people, they will only remember you as the guy who used to carry my bags.
Hey, this is Badass Billy Gunn of the WWE, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic, pro wrestling talk show. Listen and feel the pain.
All right, welcome back to The Pain Clinic. You haven't heard that one in a while, have we?
No.
Badass Billy Gunn. The phone lines are loaded, so please hang on. We're going to get to you. We're going to get to you real quick. Let's start off with, well, first of all, I probably should have the software up, but let's start off with Scott from Henrietta. Scott, what's up, buddy?
It's Roman Reigns, guys.
It's Roman Reigns?
It's got to be Roman Reigns.
It does. Well, you know, Roman Reigns is in the chase big time right now, but do you just hand it to him, or do you just, like, or you stretch it out and let some heel win this tournament?
My dream scenario? He wins it and then immediately turns. And he is the new face of the authority. You know, there's something about, you know, there's some kind of game plan with it. And it's either Dean Ambrose that chases him or it's Daniel Bryan. I'd love to see Daniel Bryan back. I don't know if he's going to make it back or not, but it's got to be Roman Reigns. Because even if you keep him as a good guy, as a face, if you keep him as a face, the first guy up is Brock Lesnar, because that's not finished yet. He still has unresolved problems. He has an unresolved feud with Lesnar because they never got the conclusion of their match because Rollins ran in at WrestleMania. You know that, or he still got Bray Wyatt, because Bray Wyatt said after Hell in a Cell that it's still not over and they'll get back to it again.
Okay.
There's enough opportunity at least for two, maybe 3 months worth of television, at least out of the 6 months Rollins is gone, for them to at least push and give Reigns a shot. I'd love to see Daniel Bryan come back.
Okay, I'll throw in a little. How about this? Everyone's not remembering. There's a certain Irish man with a briefcase out there, okay? What if this happens? I'm just throwing this out. What if Reigns wins this tournament, and then 2 seconds after that, out comes Sheamus, takes the belt off of him? Don't you think that would create more of the chase, a better version of the chase for him to go after Sheamus now, and they can, like, chase him for a while with that?
No, because Sheamus sucks.
Okay. Yeah. Sheamus is such a poor heel. Oh, I'm a bad guy because I say I am. There's no substance to
Sheamus. I do funny things with my hair.
There's absolutely no substance. He's just there.
But he's going to get the title because he has the briefcase.
Not always.
Would it be because he's been the champ before, wouldn't it be better he gets it now instead of closer to WrestleMania?
No, it'd be better if he never got it.
Okay.
I would rather have him lose it in some kind of scramble or some kind of weird angle where he loses the briefcase. He goes on some kind of losing streak. I haven't liked Sheamus for at least 2 years, and this whole new thing about, oh, I'm a bad guy because I'm from Ireland and I have a mohawk and you're making fun of my beard, it doesn't work. Nothing with him works. At least if you turn Reigns heel and maybe have even Dean Ambrose chase him, or have Daniel Bryan chase him, or have, I don't know, there's four or five guys. It's a sad situation, but it's a great opportunity for them to actually build new talent.
Scott.
Because they've got a ton of mid-card guys that need the attention.
Scott, doesn't this make you happier for the pay-per-view coming up than what we were expecting we were going to get?
I wasn't going to watch it.
Yeah, I was going to say, this makes me super excited about watching this this live event pay-per-view or whatever you may call it. Just because, you know, it seems like the plots were writing themselves out, and we knew kind of how things end after that. But this throws a monkey wrench in everything, and I'm super excited for it. And thank you so much for the call, brother.
Later, guys.
Okay, thanks. We got a couple texts. One says, give Cesaro the push. The other one says, more talk about GLOW. Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. Fran from Buffalo has been drinking his bathwater again. Best part about TNA is JB and Local Val. Well, that's been quite a while since then. TNA is like Cal. Some people think it's good for you, but I ain't buying it. Woo, gobbledygooker season, Salvatore's. Thank you for the text there. Give us a text at 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. Like I said, the phone lines are loaded. We've got Bob from Batavia. Bob, what's up, brother?
It's first time, long time.
Thank you.
I'm going to go a little bit against the grain here. Although I feel terrible for Rollins personally for what happened, I think this is probably one of the best things that could happen for the company. His matches are just so predictable, it's not watchable. So I would love to see Ambrose or some kind of surprise that nobody is expecting to win the belt.
So you don't think it's anybody there than established already?
No, I hope it's not Reigns. I hope it's anybody but Reigns. I think that would be going on the same track as Rollins. So I just wouldn't be able to watch it.
Would you be happy with Bray Wyatt winning this?
I would. Wyatt or Rusev or somebody that you just wouldn't expect. I think that would do wonders.
See, the problem is, you know, the way things are being geared looks like, you know, Bray's being pushed into this whole storyline now with Undertaker and Kane. So unless, you know, Rollins going out is a big enough wrench to make them reconsider everything.
And we've heard since the injury happened, things have been being rewritten continuously at headquarters. So they're changing their plans all the way up to WrestleMania, because Rollins had a part in WrestleMania as well as a lot of things are changed. John Cena's out. You know, Randy Orton's hurt. There's a lot of things that are changing. I mean, it'd be nice. I mean, are you thinking how about? I don't know about a call up winning it. That'd be like totally mind blowing.
But, or even Kevin Owens. I mean, you know, have him somewhere between now and Survivor Series drop the Intercontinental. Have him show up. I mean, that would be a huge pop.
That would be, but much like undersized guys like Daniel Bryan, I do not think Vince wants a fat guy as his champion.
I don't know why he's like that, too. I mean, this guy can do everything in that ring and plus.
Because he's Vince.
I know.
Triple H would be okay with that.
Yes. But you know what? It's kind of like Kevin James. You know, when he was really heavy, everyone loved him, and then he lost a lot of weight, and it's like, I don't want to go see Kevin James anymore.
I like fat Kevin James. I like fat Jonah Hill.
I want fat both of those guys, and I want fat Samoa Joe, and I want fat Kevin Owens, okay? Sorry.
And then one more quick thing. I would love to see for a tag team, I would love to see Ziggler and, I can't think of it, Neville.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Two guys, I mean, they would just, you know, man, those guys are so good individuals, great athletes, great gymnastics almost in their matches. So, yeah, that'd be fantastic. Bob, thank you so much for calling, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Please call back anytime. I love the first-time callers. We've got Rick from Greece. He's moved up. He's moving on up to Greece. Rick, what's up, buddy?
I'm moving back on to the west side.
The west side. That's right.
The west side welcomes you.
Yes.
What's going on, gentlemen? How are you?
Doing good. We haven't talked to you in a while, brother.
Is your horn up?
Yeah,
is your horn up?
I've just been laying low, getting stuff organized around here, working. How you been?
I'm just, waiting for the show to start next week again. I'm doing nothing between.
Hey, Kyle, first of all, props on your 22 years.
Oh, yeah, November 1st, 1993, I was hired by WHTK. So that was the day after Halloween. It was Sunday. I call it lack of ambition, sir.
That's good. Hey, you know what? That's steady employment. Your part-time job, that's awesome.
Awesome. So what's up with you, man? What's going on?
A few things I like to get off my chest. First of all, as far as ROH was concerned, obviously I love the product, but do you think the Briscoe brothers, them boys would ever be considered going to WWE? I think they're good workers. They're great.
No, they actually got a tryout not too long ago. I just think, I don't know. I mean, I think both of them are great athletes. I think they both could make it there. I think that people are really shocked at. They used to be just kind of like the tough guys of Ring of Honor. They were the ones, the brawlers, the guys that get into crazy matches and everything. And then they just realized that, as they got, older and more developed, these guys are pretty great wrestlers. And I dig seeing them on TV. I don't know if
they're still young enough. I mean, they've only been in the business for like 15 years. I mean, they could still.
These guys were wrestling. Yeah, these guys were wrestling underage. I think when they first started with Ring of Honor.
Mark Briscoe
was like 17 or something like that.
I think they were like 15 or 16.
Yeah, Mark Briscoe was 15. He couldn't do New York shows.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, they've been around for a while, and I think they're great. But I think they're perfect for Ring of Honor, and they draw Ring of Honor. People want to go see them. That's why, in effect, when they had this show out here recently. People were, that's one of the things that they wanted to go see was with those guys. And I guess Mark's wife was having a baby, or I can't
remember. Someone died in the family.
Oh, that's what it was, yeah. And so they weren't there, but it kind of disappointed a lot of people. But yeah, I mean, eventually they'll be here. Don't worry. Eventually, because eventually everybody goes everywhere. So, but it's just not happening anytime soon.
Okay. And Survivor Series, hearing some rumors that possibly, Stinger and, Mr. Dwayne Johnson might be possibly appealing.
Oh, part of the Undertaker's team?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I've heard that they want to get The Rock in because The Rock's supposed to wrestle Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, and they got to start that program someplace. So,
What a terrible sounding team that is.
Yeah. I mean, Sting works, but I don't know. Maybe, Stone Cold Steve Austin or Shawn Michaels, somebody,
One guy that doesn't wrestle anymore and three other guys that are well past their prime.
Sure. That's a good question. You'd probably want a workhorse guy to come in and be part of your team. Maybe some younger wrestler on the to give him the rub, too. So who knows? I mean, I know that Rock is supposed to make an appearance, at least I heard, so we'll see.
Well, he was supposed to make an appearance not too long ago, I think, in Night of Champions, and he never did.
Well, you got to save him for a big event.
Yeah, but right. they got to start teasing. If he's going to be involved in WrestleMania, it's coming soon. There'll be a tease soon.
Okay. Now, do you think Charlotte might drop the title to my girl?
Paige?
No, that she's one of my girls, but the boss.
Hey, Rick's a pimp, man.
Pimp ain't easy, but it sure looks fun.
Sasha's beautiful, man.
Oh, my gosh. And obviously she's got all that, but she is a talented girl.
Oh, she's a great wrestler. I'll give you. Some of these people get called up, they're not. She is. She's 100 times better than any of the Bellas.
And I'm digging Team Bad. I'm not liking the Bellas so much, but even Tamina and them, they are good. They have that's a good little faction.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that Sasha's been getting the big push out of all of them.
When she's not wrestling, everybody's like, "We want Sasha."
Well, they had a whole video montage of her stuff recently on TV, so it wasn't. It's not like they're not promoting her. They are. She's going to be the big breakout of that.
She's
group.
Probably the next person up after this Paige, yeah. Charlotte.
And how about this too? While we're talking about her, let's actually give credit to WWE for putting on a decent women's match on Raw. That wasn't a tag team match?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, it spanned commercial breaks. So, it's good. They're dedicating to it.
I mean, Brie Bella did not belong in that four-way match, but, hey, 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
No.
Last thing, man, I don't know who's feeding, who originally fed JBL the line. Can he please stop saying, ball game?
Yeah.
Every other match. That's getting annoying.
Well,
ball game.
JBL is the one who tries to sink you in with current sports. He'll bring up something that's going on in sports, like you know.
And I like the sports stuff, you know, but the little relates, but it's just every other match. He's like ball game. It's just getting so.
Come on, he talked about your Mets. Aren't you happy about that?
Yeah, he did, and it was disappointing, but you know what? We weren't expected to get there, so you know it's all good in the hood. You know?
No, Rick, I mean, you're
got a good young pitching staff.
You're breaking the rules. We can't talk real sports on this show. Thanks for calling, buddy. I appreciate it. Whew, got out of that one pretty quick. I definitely do not want to talk real sports. So, let's see. We got the lines are still loaded. So give us a call. 222-1280 star 1280 is the number. I am going to go. I don't know what I forgot who this is. Is this Steve? Oh, hold on a second. Is this Steve?
No, this is Troy.
Hold on a second. Is this Steve from Bristol?
Yes, it is.
Sorry, Steve. I lost you. I'm getting confused. I need my phone screener back. What's up, buddy?
No, don't worry about it. How's everything going with your crew there?
Oh, we're doing fine. How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good, sir. Your crew is a very fine crew. I would suggest Kevin Owens, but I'll tell you what. The Roman Reigns, any of those suggestions your callers come in are pretty good. But I'd like to see Kurt Angle or an AJ Styles come back to WWE. Well, AJ Styles, never has been in WWE. What's he doing these days?
Being injured.
AJ? Oh, he's injured.
No, he's wrestling over in Japan.
There's been rumors of AJ talking with WWE. His contract with Ring of Honor ends in December. He could be a guy showing up in the Royal Rumble as a surprise if he signs with them. They're talking about giving him the same kind of contract Samoa Joe has with NXT and James Storm, which allow them to go do TV shows for the minor leagues for WWE and go and book themselves anywhere else they want on independent tours. AJ's worth the risk. If they're listening, guys, AJ's worth the risk. Bring him in.
I agree with you. And I have another question. How about Alberto Del Rio? Now, Was he fired?
He slapped a PA, they call him, or a personal assistant. He slapped a guy because the guy made a joke about him, and the guy was like a racist joke, or may have been racist. Yeah. And so he.
I think he'd make an excellent heel to take cover for.
Del Rio actually. First match back, he beats John Cena and takes his belt, and now it's coming out he's healing big time. So it's like. Yeah, it makes sense, but I don't know if he's a former champion, too. I mean, think about the former champions we have out there that are floating around. Del Rio, we have also Sheamus, who's a former WWE champion. There's a lot of guys out there who could easily take this belt and run with it for a bit.
Dolph Ziggler,
yeah, briefly.
What about, I hate to bring this name up, Bo Dallas.
Come on now. If he wasn't written as a comedy,
Yeah.
I like Bo Dallas, though, and I mean, you know, it seems like he always shows up around Bray Wyatt's times on TV for some reason, either before or after those segments. He's out there.
Well, we need to see him. We're CM Punk when we need him, I'll tell you.
He's going to fight in MMA sometime next year, but, you know, I don't think he'll ever be back. I mean, he's really, if you say burning a bridge, I mean, he's not burned the whole bridge. He's taking the city out behind the bridge, you know. There's not much for him to come back to, so.
One last question, Rich. What happened to TNA or Impact Wrestling? What's their status?
They're on Destination America right now. They've been on since January. That's like 139. Danger Boy.
135.
135. Channel 135. The only way I find it is by going through the remote. I can't remember the number. They've been on there since. They're going to be on through January of next year on that channel, and possibly going to another channel.
All right.
Not really sure much more about that, but they've been running this tournament now for the heavyweight title since their last since Bound for Glory pay-per-view. It's been really, if you like strictly wrestling and not too much build up of storylines, because right now they're going through everyone's wrestling in a tournament, so there's not really a lot of feuds going on during this. But it's great. It's great.
One more name I'll throw in there for WWE is James Storm.
James Storm, yeah, he'd be a big surprise, but I don't know. I mean, he showed up in NXT a couple times already. Who knows? I like James Storm a lot. I think he doesn't deserve to be in the minors.
Or Rick Rude, even.
Who?
Rude.
Oh, Bobby Rude. Bobby Rude's a guy they could do something with, too. So, yeah, that, or even Eric Young, as crazy as he is.
You know?
Well, thanks
there's
for calling.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Take it easy, man. Wow. 222-1280 Star Toy is the number. We'll go to one more because we had picked up Troy there for a second. Troy, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great. How you doing, sir?
I'm going to go under the radar right quick. Can I get a favor from you guys? When you go to commercial break, can I get some Zack Ryder music?
The next biggest thing. You talking about the next biggest thing? I will find Zack Ryder.
Okay. Now, let me think under the radar. Everybody's talking about the big guys, the big names, and all that. Remember last week I called, I said, I want some upsets. So I'm going to give you three guys that, from my radar, that get a good big push until South comes back. Number one is my boy from the Wyatt family. You know who that is, right? With the white T-shirt.
You mean the guy you might see in the Rochester airport once a week, every week?
Exactly. I can't believe I forgot his name that quick, and I just had it in my head.
Luke Harper.
Luke Harper.
Yes.
Now, he would be a great push because he's got backup.
I agree 100%. I agree 100%. He should be the champion. There. Let's tell WWE that.
Mm-hmm. Another one for me that deserves a big push, even though he's a tag team partner right now, but I've been thinking about this for a year now, is Titus O'Neil. Titus O'Neil would be a great champion for a little bit of time.
Titus is great on the mic, and he's a big dude. I don't know why he's never got a singles push. He should, but there's got to be reasons behind it. But I like him a lot. I agree with you on that. He should definitely get at least pushed up higher, maybe a singles belt, but maybe not the world heavyweight belt.
Mm-hmm. And one more, my guy. Another scenario could be like this. Like I said, let Zack Ryder get on a little roll. And then let him surprisingly win the championship, and then Sheamus kicks his head off and takes it. That'll be a good way to get the belt on Sheamus for a while.
Well, put the belt on Sheamus for a while, you mean?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I was going to say, that's interesting. I don't think Zack Ryder, he's not on the radar. Neither him nor Kurt Axel. Or Damian Sandow. None of those guys really will be in the running there. But
El Torito.
Hey, no. How about Hornswoggle?
But I'm saying something different. You know, that had a crowd off there. You know, just like wow. You know, some different scenarios.
Gotcha.
Roman Reigns to me is like Scott Hall. He's not ready for heavyweight championship material yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he should. I still to this day think he should have won the title back at WrestleMania. But that's just me, you know. I mean, he's about to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he actually performed great in that match, and it was believable in his match against him in one on one with Lesnar. So I mean, I give him kudos to that match.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And another scenario they could do is Triple H can come out of retirement, win the belt, they hold the belt down for the authority until Seth comes back.
You know, that's not too outrageous, you know? I mean, no. That's not too outrageous.
Mm-hmm. keeping the belt in the authority's possession and just hands it over to Seth when he gets it back, when Seth comes back.
I think that the belt will be still with the authority one way or the other. Troy, thank you so much for calling. Please call back next week. We got to go to break. We got a bunch of people still on the line. I will read a couple more of these texts. What if Triple H just enters himself and wins it? There, we just got that. Fran didn't like that, the little jokes that that one texter sent.
No, and then another texter doesn't get humor.
Okay, they're just being funny texters. Ziggler and Neville sound like a team destined to make dozens of dollars. All right, dozens and dozens. So we got to go to break. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. Please hang on the line, Dave and Baldy. We'll be back to you on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
I told you they'd bite. I mean, I get it. We're at altitude, but hi, how are you people?
You like the sound of you being on Team Rollins tonight?
Well, I like the idea of that WrestleMania match, so you know what? I'm in. But, just remember, you owe me one.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you are kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
In New York, DeVry University operates as DeVry College of New York. Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
You, the woman in the SUV pulling into the yoga studio. You got a truck for a reason, remember? So get some Firestone tires and go do truck stuff. Why just explore your inner self? The Firestone Destination LE2 is built for 60,000 miles of truck stuff. So get out as far as you can. Drive down to the Amazon, tool around the muck. Bring back a previously undiscovered type of mud mask. Find your truck tires at FirestoneTire.com. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
When you commute to work every day, there's only one truth. If something can go wrong, it will. Overturned truck blocking the carpool lane? Yep. Construction causing a bottleneck? Why not? Rubberneckers slowing everything down? Standard. Stories like that used to ruin my day, not to mention my reputation for being timely. Then I discovered Citrix GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, I can meet online from anywhere. No soul-crushing travel required. Using my computer, tablet, or smartphone. GoToMeeting is simple to use. I send out a meeting link, and my team can join in with just one click. No downloads, no signups, no speed bumps. I turn on my webcam to meet my team, and thanks to high-quality HD video, it's just like being in the same room. I can share my screen, view presentations, and demo products. So next time the freeway resembles a parking lot, remember GoToMeeting. Because when you meet online, no amount of traffic can get in your way.
Visit GoToMeeting.com and start our free 30-day trial.
Stay. Haters are not allowed in Mex America. And looking around this arena tonight, I see a lot of haters out here. There's a hater there. There's one there. Yeah, one's up there.
And hey, if we are to become one great nation under the banner of Mex America, we don't need borders in our lives.
This is the UK's own Douglas Williams. You're listening to The Pain Clinic on WHTK. Feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I am the cash man, Richie Rich, here with Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, and I'll do it. It's all request hour on the Pain Clinic. Here's Jack Ryder theme. It's the only time you're going to hear it in for a while. Won't be on TV.
NXT.
It may be NXT. All right, welcome back to the show. Don't forget we're going to be out at Salvatore's with Garage Door 1 week from today for UFC 193. Ronda Rousey in the main event of the card. Join us. It starts at 10 o'clock. That's 1 week from today. You listen. Okay, let's go to the phones. We've got, I got to hit these correct. And by the way, give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You can text us to that number, too. We've got Baldy. Brother, we haven't talked to you in forever.
Hey, thanks for the promo. I don't know what's better, Rich. You hosting a wrestling show for the last 20 years or me calling in for the last 20 years to talk on it?
I don't know. That's a good question. But I have a feeling Zeb Coulter was back that maybe we'd have you on the phone again, right?
That's too easy. I'm not going to touch that.
Okay.
So, yeah, send in everyone, and we'll pay for it with our taxes. Not a problem. Send everyone from the Middle East over here, too. Why not? You know? But, yeah, I mean, I love the ideas you guys are putting out there. And, of course, WWE listens. This is for sure Triple H's favorite radio show.
Yeah, right.
I mean, when Baldy talks, he listens. Last time I called in, I said, put the Wyatts back together and push Cesaro. Look where they are now. But I won't take too much credit for that. I'll have to give you guys a little bit of that.
Oh, no, I'll give you 100% credit.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Not only am I the savior of the Pain Clinic, but apparently I'm the savior of the WWE. I tried to save TNA, but they didn't even return my call. So we see what that got them.
Well, they probably have voicemail on all the time anyways.
Yeah. So it looks like – seemed to me like they were going to flip-flop Rollins and the one guy there that can't get over the big guy. You would think I didn't watch wrestling. his old partner.
Dean Ambrose?
No, the other guy.
Seth Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I got you too. Yeah, so I had a feeling they're going to flip-flop them anyways, and Reigns was going to be the heel, and Rollins was going to be the face. They kind of been hitting at it, you know, squeezing him out of the authority. So I think they are going to put it on Reigns, but I'll tell you a guy who you got to look out for, and everyone knows him. But boy, oh boy, did Bobby Lashley put a show on last night.
Oh, yeah. How did he do? How did
he? Broke the guy's knee, taking him down.
Bobby Lashley fought. He fought MMA last night on Spike TV. It was Bellator, and I did not see it yet. So now I guess I don't have to watch it.
Sorry. Yeah,
that's okay.
He exercised some demons. Sure, the guy was a big fan of Cam, but he had lost to him. And I'm not saying necessarily Bobby Lashley is going to be the next UFC champion, but what a match that would be. Bobby Lashley, Brock Lesnar, holy cannoli. I could see a headline in the WWE, you know, continue to bring that legitimacy back. The best run WWE's had in a while was having Lesnar hold the belt. It really legitimized everything, and it allowed guys like John Cena to be believable as the U.S. champion. Could you imagine John Cena being the U.S. champion 3 years ago?
No.
It wouldn't have made sense. It wouldn't have made any sense.
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, I would love to see Bobby Lashley probably can come back to WWE. I mean, he has a TNA contract right now, but those contracts are flexible, as we say. If someone wants,
I don't think he's going to be leaving TNA anytime soon.
Yeah.
Well, TNA's going to be leaving all of us, so I wouldn't hold your breath on that one.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I think
they make more money internationally than WWE does, so they're not going anywhere anytime
soon. Well, that's news to me. I didn't know that.
But the thing about that is, it's not going to help us in America if all of a sudden we have to watch foreign markets for TNA wrestling.
Well, no.
I don't know. You might be reading TNA statistics on that. I don't know how they make more internationally. They don't even tour internationally.
No, they do.
Oh,
yeah,
their tour in India is going to outdraw the WWE tour big time.
Okay, I'm wrong again. Okay, I just don't understand how. I don't know why.
No, I think they're hungry for wrestling over there, and everything's based on American time here. So when they want to watch Raw, they get the middle of the night edited version of it. I think that, but they love wrestling, and there's a lot of guys, there's a lot of notable names in TNA that people remember from WWE, too. I think that helps a lot.
I'm sorry, guys. No. One more thing before you, because I know you guys are short on time. I'm really digging this. I know I'm a little late to the game, but the WWE Network, but, you know, they are a little stingy with the content. I mean, I'm watching some of the Beyond the Rings. They don't even finish the whole DVD on some of those. And they have all this library. They're just being really stingy with it. I know it seems like a lot, but if you could filter through that in a week, they got it. I don't know why it's not all on there.
I think, and I agree with you. And they do talk about adding so much new content every month, but you have to wait it out.
Okay.
You know, I agree. And that's one of the things, you know, that you're never going to have everything. You know, but they'll tease, like the old WCW Nitros. They've been adding those in slowly, older ones.
Those are great. All that stuff. The series they did with the Monday Night Wars, you know, even though I saw the DVD about 30 times, I still enjoyed that whole series.
Sure. And it's more in-depth now on TV, too. So they go a little bit farther than the DVD. So, Baldies, nice talking to you, sir.
Okay, one of these days you have to warm up a seat for me, buddy.
Okay, well, you know where we hang out. So we'll be there for the UFC coming up a week from today. Salvatore's at the garage door. Thanks for calling, man. We got to go. Dave and Henrietta. Dave, what is happening, sir?
You know, I'd love to see the Wyatt family take over. Unfortunately, they probably pigeonholed themselves into the thing with The Undertaker and Kane. But, I mean, I just want to see the Wyatt family take over the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Listen, we talked. I want to make a point real quick. We talked last week. Someone called up and asked us about the pyrotechnics and everything, and I kind of like ribbed on him a little bit, saying, yeah, like they can't afford that. Then what does Bray Wyatt come out and do this week? He throws lightning, you know, two spots. So it's like, I don't know if they're pigeonholed, to be honest with you, Dave. I think all bets are off. I think that anything can happen now because they have to be more logical about who, you know, who's going to carry this belt to set things up for WrestleMania. And it's got to be a strong character out there. So I think all bets are off on everybody doing what they're doing now.
Now, do you think that, I've heard that everybody's saying that Rollins would turn on Ambrose. Do you think Ambrose is enough of a... Is he enough over that Rollins turning on him is going to make Reigns like the... Or do you have to associate him with the Authority to make him the deep, dark, evil, you know, heel that they're looking for?
If you're talking about Reigns, then it would... It has to be Ambrose. There's nobody else.
Yeah.
Really, there's nobody else for them to have that opportunity. The two people they could make Reigns a monster heel against would be Dean Ambrose or Daniel Bryan. It's not going to work with anybody else.
Great.
Oh, there's Precious.
Hey, Precious.
Precious.
It puts the lotion on the skin.
Oh, yeah. Okay, they're really pigeonholed in that. That's the way they're going, you know. You there, Dave?
No, someone tried climbing out of the well.
Oh no! Sorry. Oh wow.
That's why Precious was barking.
That's crazy. Well, you know, it's a perfect time for a break. Then let's go to break. 222-1280. Star 1280. Lines are open. You can text us at that number. It'd just be nice. That's all I'm asking. We'll see you on the flip side. You listen to Pink Link on Fox Sports 1280.
This Bill's Break is brought to you by Nothnagel Realtors.
There's breaking news from Fusillo Hyundai of Greece. Hey folks, Tom Park for our huge news event, and here's some news you can use. A new 2016 Hyundai Elantra, zero down, $229 a month lease at Fusillo Hyundai of Greece. That's zero down, only $229 a month as an MSRP at $19,330. A 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and 5-year roadside assistance. New 2016 Hyundai Elantra SE, zero down, $229 a month. See more at HyundaiofGreece.com. If you need help with your financing, just log on to BillyCredit.com. Then get to Fusillo Hyundai of Greece, where the news is huge. 36-month, 30,000-mile lease, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents per mile over limit, 8% tax, zero due at signing. First payment of $229 plus $595 acquisition fee and tax and DMV fees included in payment structure. $400 disposition fee, no early termination fee, no security deposit required. $1,500 HMF lease cash applied. Offer with approved credit through Hyundai Motor Finance. Prior sales excluded. See dealer for details. Pricing available November 3rd, 2015 through November 30th, 2015.
Rochester.
This is the fallen angel Christopher Daniels representing the prophecy. And the gospel according to me says you are listening to the Pain Clinic.
Welcome back to the Pangling. I'm the Cash Man with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, Double D's, and Studio B.
They're playing this in the writer's room right now. Millions of rewrites.
So we're going to do some news here. We only got a short segment here. Some news. Other news that besides Seth Rollins getting injured, which is hard to say there's other news, Jerry Lawler was in a car accident. He hinted at it on SmackDown the other night. On Halloween night, had pretty bad accident, and his girlfriend Lauren was a little bit banged up.
Was she in her car seat?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Whoa. On the way to high school.
WWE signed a few legends this past week that they hadn't had before. Superstar Billy Graham, Tatanka, and now the Boogeyman are all under a Legends contract deals.
Boogeyman is a legend.
Apparently, see you at the Royal Rumble.
Apparently next year, Undertaker and Kane are going to be put together as a team. They're going to be working as the Brothers of Destruction next year.
At Survivor Series.
Yeah. Well, they'll be doing a part of a four-way at Survivor Series, but the Brothers of Destruction will be working as a team next year, supposedly. Interesting story on Destination America about why the TNA might be leaving due to a slip-up by Dixie Carter.
Yeah, but the guy who...
Dixie Carter sent an email putting down a bunch of execs, and unfortunately sent it to the execs she was putting down. So the guy who was the exec said, I don't want TNA wrestling on my network anymore. When the contract's up, they're done. And then that guy got moved to another network. So the new person coming in might keep TNA and Ring of Honor on Destination America. We will not know for a while. Beyond that, get this. Andre the Giant will be the subject of an HBO documentary by former ESPN personality Bill Simmons. He's partnering with HBO for the project, so that's pretty cool. You know, he's a huge fan of...
And for ESPN fans, they're doing a 30 for 30 on Ric Flair.
Ooh! I saw that they were taping some stuff with Ric Flair this past week.
They're going to be taping with Ric Flair. They're taping with The Undertaker and Vince McMahon at Survivor Series.
So now they've got a couple more texts before we get out of here. Stop putting Dave and his annoying dog on the air. Oops, I'm not supposed to read that one. No, actually, there's Big Show as champion or Jericho. Someone wants to know, Fran from Buffalo wants to know, is Mike Jackson still the Alabama NWA Junior Heavyweight Champion? Remember Mike Jackson? the biggest jobber on WCW, or it was TBS, Georgia Championship Wrestling. Great wrestler. I mean, he made everyone look fantastic. But, hey, we're done for this week. I want to thank you for listening. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Danger Boy. Yeah, we're all supporting our...
The horn's going back up.
The horns are up for the horn new
for
day.
The captain, for the captain.
For the captain. For the captain of the new day. And don't be sour. We got to get out of here. But thank you for listening. Check us out. You can hear all our old shows on iTunes, as well as you can find us on the Internet. Be our friend on Facebook. That's what I meant. Follow us on Twitter, and we will see you next week. Thanks for listening. We're out of here. Body slam somebody you love.